And the ordination service ordinarily begins with the word first, and then we move into the ordination itself. And so as we prepare to open God's word, let's pray for the Spirit's leading. Gracious God, we thank you that we can gather here and worship, and we thank you for this special day that you have made that we rejoice and are glad in. And we pray that you would speak to us, Lord Jesus, through your word on this special day, in a special day, a special way, by your Spirit. Amen. We're going to read two selections, first from Matthew 13, and then 2 Corinthians 4. Matthew 13, beginning of verse 44. In Matthew 13, Jesus is speaking a number of parables about the kingdom of heaven, and in fact, seven parables about the kingdom of heaven. And so we're going to begin at verse 44, where he says, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure." And these passages all talk about treasure. "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything and he had and bought it." And then, so Jesus teaching again, once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in baskets, but threw the bad away. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So then Jesus concludes, "Have you understood all these things?" So it's actually seven parables. And they replied, "Yes." He said to them, "Therefore, every teacher of the law who has become a disciple in the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out of his storeroom new treasures as well as old." And we're thinking of a storehouse, a treasure house. Those who are disciples of the message, the kingdom of heaven, bring new and old treasures out of the storeroom. And then from 2 Corinthians 4, where Paul is speaking about his ministry, his work of ministry through the years, and recognizing, first of all, here, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1, "Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry," so the call to ministry comes from God, he calls us, "so we do not lose heart." And he's been talking about some struggles and things. "Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel, the gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light, the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure," there it is again, "this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us." So we'll think about that whole sense of treasure. Dear people loved by God, gathered here in Essex in the Christian Reformed Church, what a great day as a church together here in the building. It's so good you are back in the building again. And that's an essential step again, moving forward. but that also too, those who are at home on live stream and elsewhere. And it's so good you're getting that going, and that's going well. We are truly all gathered together in this very place on this special day to affirm that God, by his grace, has brought Pastor Steve to this point, his ordination. God has called and equipped him to serve as your minister here in Essex. And I just wanted to give you a little context in terms of where that journey began. Now, he will share with you details from his own life in the months and years ahead in terms of what God has done and how God has worked. But I wanted to give you even the longer view, because the ordination is an affirmation of all that God has done. And so I want to begin looking back, and I am reminded that, like, today is October 4. On October 3, in 1993, I was ordained in the Bethel Christian Reformed Church in Dunville. And it's just down Highway 3 here. It's on the same highway, just a couple hours down the road. That's where I was ordained in 1993. And then you need to realize as well that Stephen's opa, my dad, John Van Dyke, 64 years ago, in October, my sister and I, we looked around, we're not sure the exact day, but it was probably right around now. It might even have been today. In 1956, 64 years ago, he was ordained in the Christian Reformed Church in Burlington on New Street, the New Street Church in Burlington. He was ordained 64 years ago. And the point of that is that God was at work preparing a context of ministry that spoke into Pastor Steve's heart through the years, the joy of serving as a minister of the word in the Christian Reformed Church. Opa loved it. He loved the service and the ministry. He just every day, he was just joyfully doing it. I love it. I just love it to be a pastor of the Christian Reformed Church, to serve and lead and guide and help. And that, I'm sure, touched your heart as well, that this is beautiful, that we love the work, and that as you take up the work too, that you love the work, you love the people, love this church where God has called you, and where today you are being ordained. So that's the longer view that some of you didn't even realize, I'm sure. But God prepares through the years. Second thing I wanted just to share in that light, ministry is always challenging, but God is good. And ministry is challenging, but God is good. When Opa was ordained in 1956 in Burlington, he was the first pastor of that church. That church had just started. That was an immigrant church. He was the first pastor. So nothing had been said at all. And they were all immigrants, right? Coming after the war, and they had no money, no work, and they couldn't speak the language, and all of that. And so he stepped into that and helped, right? And so challenging, but God was good. When I began in 1993, I entered into service in a church that had just split, due to the women in office issue and some other things, right? And so it was right in that time. So a third of the church was gone. And so I entered in, it was a hurting situation to love and care for them. Very challenging, but God was good. And now thinking of you, Pastor Steve, middle of a pandemic, what is going on? And man, oh man, on the one hand too, you're doing so well, and even you as a church, you are doing so well, but it's, man, here, what we're trying to start up again and live stream and everything, and challenges, always challenges, but God is good, always faithful as you look to him, and I'm excited to see what God will do as you start your ministry here in Essex on October 4, 2020. With the good people of the Essex Church. We want to have God speak into this special day through His Word. And first of all, that key term, treasure. In Matthew 13:44, it talks about treasure in a field. Matthew 13:52, a treasure house, the new and old treasures being brought out. And 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7, treasure in jars of clay. What's all this? Well, okay, treasure, of course. Treasure, we understand too, treasure, money, gold, silver, coins, things of high value. In Matthew 13, verse 44, the treasure is in a field, and you have to recognize, there's no banks, there's no Libro credit union, there's no place to put your money, right? And so people, having some money, would put it in a jar, like 2 Corinthians 4, and that jar of clay, and they would bury it. And so that's how you kept your money safe. But then what would happen? Then someone might die suddenly or be killed in war or something, and the treasure would be forgotten about, and no one would know where it was, and later on someone digging potatoes or doing whatever would dig it up and find a treasure in a field. But then notice what it says in Matthew. It says the man, the person here, he hid it again. What is he doing? So he digs it up, he finds it, you know, there's treasure, there's money there, gold and silver, everything else. But then he buries it again. Well, the thought is, too, this is the treasure of the owner of the field. This is where he's keeping his money safe, right? And so it says he hid it again, because you don't want to steal somebody else's treasure, but then he goes and buys the field. So he goes to the owner and he says, I want to buy that field. And if the owner, if that's his treasure and he wants to sell the field, he'll go and take it. But if he doesn't know anything about it, then that's fine. He'll just sell the field and then it's your treasure. Then it's yours. You found it. Finders keepers. So that whole sense for the people who heard the parable, they understood it that way. You have a treasure, you hide it, keep it safe. If you find it in a field, you work properly with it. You honor the owner of the field. You acknowledge it might be their treasure. If it's not, then you have it. You receive it. And in that sense too, selling everything you have to receive that treasure. The point being that our faith, our Christian faith, is that greatest treasure, the true treasure in your and my life. That's what he's saying. So how do we even understand that more in our situation? We don't bury things in the field and we don't like, what does this all mean for us? So this faith, this treasure, gets a clearer focus when we know the actual word Jesus uses. When he talks about treasure, he said, with treasure in a field, verse 44 and 52, treasures in a home. And the Greek word, and Pastor Steve, he studied Greek, the Greek word for treasure is thesaurus. Thesaurus. And so, do you know what a thesaurus is? For us, right? A thesaurus? Like if you're in school or something and some of the kids at home or at school, and if they have to just get their language a little more flowery and use different words, and they go to a thesaurus, right? And they find other words. And so if the teacher says you need to communicate your thoughts more clearly, and then I just checked with the thesaurus. So that means easily, distinctly, plainly, obviously, openly, certainly, effortlessly. So a thesaurus helps you. It's a treasury of words. And so if we think about treasure and if we actually just make that connection for us, it's different, but treasure of words. John 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus is the Word, and he is our treasure. He's our Savior. And so that works, I think. Our faith in Jesus is a priceless thing. It's the most valuable thing in our lives, in the life of the church. And then you can add the Bible. The Word of God is our treasure. And out of that treasure, we receive things old and new. When you read through God's Word, the Bible, some passages you come to, even the passage we read, oh, yeah, the treasure in the field, a pearl of great price. I know that. That's old knowledge for me. But yeah, I didn't maybe remember the net and the fish and how that worked. Oh, that's new again. What's that again? And so out of God's Word always, things old and new, treasure. To build our faith, strengthen us in the knowledge and love of God. And so as you keep digging into that treasure, the Word and our faith in Jesus, the Bible. This morning, there's also the sense of ordination. And ordination is very specific for Pastor Steve to be ordained to the ministry of the Word. That's what it says. That's the official title. Say, what is that? Well, that's the treasure. He is entering into that ministry, the greatest value, the greatest thing. He is working with that treasure, that faith, that gospel of Jesus, and the Word, the Bible. And so that's the focus of ordination as well, our greatest treasure, the most valuable things in our lives, here, now, and eternally, treasures in heaven. So I want you to see that, first of all, as we think about and just hear these passages that talk about treasure. Now this morning, as Pastor Steve is ordained, you need to realize he is a thesaurus, in a sense, a treasure house of the Christian faith, Matthew 13, verse 52. He is himself a man of faith, and he is able to help you grow in faith. He is well trained from college and seminary. He's experienced in many aspects of the church's ministry already, and in that sense, he is a treasure house. And 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7, that treasure is God working in him and through him as he serves you as a church. And together as a church, you serve the Lord Jesus. So how will he do that exactly? Just a few things from the readings. The first thing, by declaring a vision. And from Jesus in Matthew 13, seven parables of the kingdom of heaven. Not one, not two, not three. A series of seven sermons. The vision, over and over again, the vision centered on the gospel, and that is exactly the vision that sets the church apart. And so you as a church, Pastor Steve as your pastor, what can people get here that they can't get somewhere else? If you go to a pharmacy, you can get certain things. If you go to a grocery store, you get certain things. If you go to Shinkles, you can get certain things. But what do you get when you come here? You get the truth of the gospel. You get the greatest treasure, the good news of Jesus Christ. And that good news, Jesus said already his first words, Matthew 4, verse 7, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. So all his parables of the kingdom of heaven, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near, Matthew 4, verse 17. That is, Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, has come to be our Savior from sin, to die on the cross, to take it away, and he rose to new life, to give us life and hope and a future and joy living for him. And so that vision, Pastor Steve will place that before you by preaching and teaching and living it out, that word, every Sunday, a rich treasure of grace and forgiveness, of conviction and challenge, of hope and peace, pointing to our greatest treasure, the gospel of Jesus. So vision, first of all. The second thing, that he will keep communicating it in old and new ways. Verse 52. And that includes just honoring how you, as Essex Christian Reformed Church, have done things for years. And that's good. And you can talk about tradition, talk about how things are done here. And that's beautiful. There are beautiful things that you do, that you work with, that you work well with, just to affirm that, the wisdom, the strength of how God has worked in you, wonderful. But along with, so to speak, the old treasures, there'll be new treasures, new things that you will do, new ways of growing in faith and ministering well together, of reaching out to others. Things like the live stream to begin with, but then even to build your online presence here in Essex and in the community, and to engage in different ways to enhance ministry and draw people to faith. And so you will see just the treasures, old and new, seeking always to clearly and fully and joyfully communicate all aspects of faith to young and old in the church and in the community. Those details, those things are always part of that treasure that we want to share with others. The final point, that beautiful passage from 2 Corinthians 4. I really love that passage. And it speaks about the power of God that's at work in us. And the Apostle Paul, as he is called to ministry, he has lived that out, and here he reflects on that, and with confidence that he's been called, verse 1, we have this ministry from God. It's not just, oh, I thought I'd try that. No. It's the call of God. So that's a confident sense. God is here, so we do not lose heart, even in the challenging times. Verse 2, ministering honestly and clearly, realizing sometimes people respond, sometimes they don't. That's fine. We realize that. And then in doing the work, in faithfully not preaching ourselves but Jesus Christ, that treasure is always what we point to, that light. What is, it's God at work in us. It's the treasure in jars of clay. And just to be reminded of that and to realize that, and as you work with him and he works with you, we have that treasure in jars of clay. We have our weaknesses. A clay jar is not really terribly strong. It's a very fragile item. And so that we realize that, but then to know that despite our weaknesses, despite our failings at times, our fragile nature, God is at work. He will make a way. And so we acknowledge our weakness, but rely fully on God's strength, his work, his power in us, and we give all glory to him. Let's pray together. Loving God, dear Lord Jesus, be our treasure, we pray. Be the most valuable, precious thing in our lives. May you, Lord Jesus, the living word, through your word, the Bible, work in Pastor Steve and all of us in proclaiming the vision of the gospel and living it out in old and new ways, despite our weaknesses. We pray that you would indeed take all of our lives and let them be devoted, committed, faithful, purposeful, single-minded, wholeheartedly devoted to you. Amen.